Freak Show, Wild 94.1 Bay's Party Station. We have a big day today because it's kind of our new norm to have new restrictions, and it's to protect us, and we need to understand it. And so the best way we can is to go to the authority. It seems like, well, we don't know the answer.
Yeah.
We reach out to the real authority.
And he always picks up. I love it.
And we have him now. Our Hillsborough County Sheriff, Chad Cronister, is on the line with us. He would be in here dancing along with us, but we are doing our responsible social distancing.
I owe you a dance next time.
Hey, Sheriff, it's great to talk to you this morning because everybody has questions. This is one of the first times that we've had someone of your caliber on the air and gotten questions from the audience just because they're like, man, if you got him in there, please ask him this or please have him explain this part because people are wondering what this all means. So I'm sure you've said it a lot, but go ahead. You have the floor. Let us know what we expect starting tonight.
No, and I agree. Listen, I tell you what, we all have a bunch of anxiety. You know, we're all uncomfortable. There's no greater fear than the fear of unknown. It seems like things are changing by the minute. So what we're trying to do as emergency policy group is do what's best for the community. I think a week ago, our posture was different. Fast forward here another week, and as you see the scientific data and the medical data continue to prove that, hey, listen, you need to take more aggressive measures. We had our first death here in Hillsborough County. The numbers are skyrocketing. We're like, hey, listen, we need to do things a little different. Now, a safer at home order that will be implemented tonight at 10 p.m. doesn't mean we're locking the county down. Doesn't mean that we're turning the county into a police state and no one can be out and about. There's a ton of exemptions. You can go to hillsboroughcounty.org and see what they are. If you want to go for a walk, you have to go get your daughter something to eat, or you need some type of supplies. If you have a legitimate reason for being out, you're okay being out. We just ask that, listen, this isn't a law enforcement issue, you know, just merely a law enforcement problem. This is an individual responsibility we all share. Mm-hmm. We know that the only thing that works so far in combating the community spread of this virus is staying away from each other. So we just have to do it more, and that's what this is. You know, we're not going out arresting a bunch of people who are out and about. We're asking if you're out, stay 6 feet away from each other. Our deputies are out this morning educating businesses, explaining to who's essential, non-essential, and again, just focusing more on education. During a declared state of emergency, the last thing you want to do, Orlando, is be putting people in jail during this time. Mm-hmm. So, and I tell you what, the community's doing a great job. I'm out and about, whether it's Plant City, Temple Terrace, in the city of Tampa. There's nowhere to go. I mean, there's nowhere for anyone to go. Even if you say, listen, I'm going to break the rules. I'm headed out. Where are you going? Everything's closed.
Yeah, that's very true. Now, we have a few questions here. Somebody just wrote me last night when I posted up that you were going to be on, and they said, Orlando, can you please ask Sheriff Cronister what happens to the people who live in Hillsborough County but work in other counties, say Pasco? What happens to those employees? Hope you and your family are safe, and I hope the sheriff's family is safe as well.
Oh, that's very kind. Thank you. You're fine. You when you're in a different county, you have to adhere to their rules. I know Pinellas County's almost mirrors ours. Pasco County didn't put one into effect yet. I talked to Sheriff Nalko. I believe it's coming in the near future here as he's seen some of the data to be able to take these types of measures as well. But when you're in that county, you have to apply to their rules. That's why I think we were motivated to try to mirror Pinellas County, knowing that so many people commute back and forth. We wanted the rules to be similar.
Okay, and someone else just asked, can we go fishing?
Good question.
Yes, I've had that a bunch of times. We made sure that was in there, that you could go to the boat ramps, you could go out on the boat and enjoy it. Listen, the best place to be if you're going to be out is outdoors, out in the open air. So 100%, you can keep going fishing and go out in the boat and have a good time and enjoy your family.
But me going to go to the nail salon right now, you know, go get a manicure, those little things are off limits, correct?
Well, you have to rush. Have Orlando let you off early and go get it done before 10 p.m. but that's the bad part. And I tell you what, we joke about it. It's tough. This economic impact. I mean, I hate seeing all these people unemployed. I hate seeing shops close like that. But I think, like you guys all think, if we take more drastic measures and we inconvenience ourselves for 2 to 3 weeks, that's much better than dragging this out for the next 9 months to a year. It's like, I think I feel like everyone else, let's do it now so we can get back to normal life as quick as possible.
Yeah. Sheriff Cronister, let me ask you this. Has this changed how you police? And I mean that with, you know, if you pulling over people to your deputies. You know how wall, I think there were walls, plexiglass walls being put around Publix, you know, attendees now so they could be protected. When your guys pull up to the vehicles, I mean, are they pensive about now making those routine stops, which are never routine? But is there a change now in how you have to police because of the fears of this coronavirus?
100%. You know, we have an extremely large and robust law enforcement presence, and it's not that we're going out there with a heavy hand. It's that I want the deputies to be out there so people feel comfortable. They feel safe. I know that we live in a panic-stricken community because they don't understand a lot of what's going on. They're out there to answer any type of questions and respond to those calls for service. But as far as how we provide that service, we've done a great job. We're taking a lot more calls for service online. We're taking a lot more calls for service over the phone. And again, when a deputy has to respond, they're responding. As far as the traffic stops, and this is probably going to bite me in the rear end, we're encouraging our deputies not to do them. That doesn't mean if you drive like a maniac, you're not going to get pulled over and get some expensive ticket. but when you have a declared state of emergency, the last thing you're worried about is, you know, traffic stops and putting people in jail for minor offenses. Now don't get that confused. If you commit a crime, you're going to go to jail, or you're going to have to answer to that crime later on. You might not be going to jail, but you think in terms of this. Here in Hillsborough County, officers and deputies here using discretion, we normally book around 120 to 150 people a day in our Hillsborough County jails. And even over the busiest part of the weekend, Saturday and Sunday and Friday night was 50, 51. So I think the community's doing their part too. It's just not the deputies not enforcing or not being as aggressive in their enforcement. The community's listening too. I think they're trying to keep themselves safe as well. And again, there's not a lot of traffic stops because there's not a lot of people on the road.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. We have Hillsborough County Sheriff Chad Cronister on. Davi, you have a question.
Is this safer at home order until further notice? And when will it be revisited to kind of decide if you want to adjust it, strengthen it, loosen up the restrictions a little bit?
We'll renew it every 7 days. We have to renew the emergency order to keep our state, keep our county under a declared state of emergency. So every 7 days, we will have to renew it. So we'll look at it. I know with the testing and the numbers continue to going up, like I said, I feel comfortable. I think we've done a wonderful job getting the best mechanism in place, trying to break this community spread of the virus. But it will be renewed every 7 days.
Well, I know we've talked about a lot of the upgrades and transitional changes that you've made with the sheriff's office. And I saw this and I held on to it because I wanted to hold it for our chat. The Chula Vista Police Department out in California purchased two $11,000 drones that they've outfitted with speakers and night vision cameras. And they're using this to police and help them police during the coronavirus. Do you have any technological wishes to do something like that? Or is there maybe there's something that you have in your stable of options that we don't know? But is this something that sounds appealing?
I tell you what, this timing couldn't be more impeccable and perfect. We launched just last Monday. We finally split the county up into five patrol districts. We have a drone trained deputy in each of the five patrol districts on day shift and night shift. They each have the drone so that we can deploy those as well.
Wow.
That's amazing. When I saw this, I was like, dude, he's doing so much. I know he's probably up on this.
you have to stay ahead of technology, but it's a great way. I mean, even our specialty teams have always used it. I shouldn't say always, over the past 2 years. You know, if you have a bomb call, why send an expensive robot in there, or why put a person's life in danger when you can put a drone up and you can take a look at the situation and say, listen, okay, here's how we need to attack this. So we've been using it in specialty teams. We even have it for our SWAT team where we can, if we have to breach a door and send someone inside, why send someone inside? We can now, there's even drones that you can make that will go inside homes. We have a drone that goes in a home and can look through the home and see what's exactly happening there, assess the situation.
Yeah,
and I think it really helps us on how we apply our SWAT team and go from there. So I think this was the next evolution. It's great. You know, if we have a missing person, we've already deployed it, someone in a state park. You know, why spend thousands and thousands of dollars on a helicopter when for a little bit of battery charge and maybe 20 cents in gas, you can send up a drone and go stay up there for hours and find this missing person. So this was the next step in evolution. But you're exactly right. This is a perfect time to have drones out there doing some of our patrol work.
Pat, that's incredible. Well, I just want to, again, commend you for having this relationship with not just us, but with everyone. I know you'll be on with QIK this morning. I know you'll be on with all of the media outlets. And it's not just because of your position, but it's because you are so conversational and really, like, real. I mean, your podcast is called Keeping It 100.
Yeah.
And that's something that I've never heard law enforcement say. So I just want to salute you and say you and Mayor Castor and all of our leaders are really doing a great job of trying to walk us through this. So thanks, Sheriff Chris Chad. I appreciate it.
I'm available anytime. You're exactly right. We all have to remember we're in this together. You know, this isn't a time to panic. This is a time to be smart and a time for us to unify. I would hate for someone to look back in history, because we're going to get through this, and look back and see that we didn't take care of one another. We didn't treat each other favorably. This is a time for us to come together, take care of one another. We're Americans. We're resilient. We're going to be okay.
All right. Well, I appreciate it, Sheriff Chad, and we'll be checking in with you after 7 days to see if you can let us out of
that. That was wonderful. You all be safe.
Stay safe. And, tell the whole family we said, hey, take care.
Thank you, sir. You on your side, too. Thanks again.
All right. Take care, man. That's my sheriff.
Clears things up. And if you have any more questions, up at wild941.com, this audio will not only be up, but all the provisions and everything for Safer at Home is up on our website.
So if all of y'all think y'all could roll to work off speeding because you don't think the officers go pull you over, whoop, whoop. Guess what? Whoop, whoop. Whoop, 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 whoop.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.